Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. The second verse is a lot like the first.
Not a lot of change there.
Yeah, that's
the song that never ends.
That's right. Yeah, other than the new newspaper you nailed up on the wall, I appreciate that. Fall's coming. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, winter's coming on. We got to seal the cracks.
Appreciate that, brother. Yeah, you bet. How about a little poetry?
Oh, yeah.
You betcha. The master.
The master.
Joel Nelson is riding along with us. This is The Song of the Packer.
Down from the peaks and the pinnacles, and up from the canyon's floor, through passes and fountains of immature mountains, where big-hearted rivers roar, comes a sound that is mostly imagined by the wildest stretch of the mind, only to blast out from some promontory like 10 philharmonics combined. Can you hear? It's the song of the packer, the ballad of man, horse, and mule, who gamble on hands dealt by nature, where earth and the elements rule. It's a song of the mountains and timber, and it's mostly a song of the West, from the man who still cargoes the sawbuck and decker, the man, some say, hasn't progressed. He has sold his soul to the mountains, though a good woman might own his heart. And that two-diamond hitch that he throws on his canvas has the touch of Rembrandt's art. And though his vocabulary rivals those of the sea and the sail, he explains that his colorful language helps line out his mules on the trail. But he's motherhood soft on the inside, and his very core feels a thrill at the vapor that blows from the throat of an elk as it bugles on some frosty hill. Just look at the sling ropes and crow's feet, and the picket line froze hard as sin. See the axe on the side of the lead mule's pack, 'cause the trail is probably blowed in. See the product of evolution, culmination of savvy and brawn, a legacy passed down from Genghis Khan's army, the packers of history's dawn. Hear the music transcending the continents and breeds and races and time. The mountain man's national anthem is heard in the clank and the chime of the bells as they sway in the moonlight on the necks of a trail-weary string, in the raven's call and the eagle's scream, in the metered rowel's ring. The tempo is set to the seasons, to the weather and geography, or the whim of an unpredictable mule, and it's classical music to me.
Boy, I tell you what, he has the Midas touch.
He does.
Anything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, he could recite the phone book.
He could, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he writes this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my gosh, what a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, same song.
Same song.
Second verse. Yep. Any other? I think we made it through the rodeos.
Okay. Well, we got through there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Made it through the rodeos. Go ahead.
Well, what about your nightly routines?
Yes. Same song, second verse.
If that routine gets broken up, what happens?
Oh, I'm telling you what, chaos.
All hell breaks
loose. It's chaos, yeah. Absolutely.
This is my routine. This is what I do.
Don't call me after 8 o'clock.
You cannot interrupt this.
Don't interrupt this. Yeah. That's right. You know, and sometimes when I'm sitting there in the easy chair unlaxing, and I get up to go to bed, and it's 8:30, and Jacqueline says, "You can't go to bed yet." And I said, "Watch me."
Uh-huh. Watch this.
Yeah, watch this. Mm-hmm. I've had it with today.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something different.
Yeah, I'm going to stretch out and study the reticle patterns on the back of my eye.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Same song, second verse.
Same song, second verse. Yep.
And don't interrupt the schedule.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't touch that. Right.
Yep.
Routine.
I think one thing we missed on in the rodeos was the wild cow milking.
Oh. You know, that second verse does not change.
It does not
all
change.
All that much.
No. It's just what new injuries are we going to have?
Yeah.
Well, and the hardest part of the wild cow milking is talking a rancher into taking one of his wet cows.
Exactly.
And letting these cowboys abuse their cow.
Well, you know, when we had all those beef masters, yeah. I always wanted to bring 10 of those beef master mama cows in. They're good mamas.
Uh-huh. Oh, man,
And very protect
you. They'll hook you. Oh my gosh.
You
no
would
kidding.
Probably kill some people.
Yep. I think you're right. Absolutely. Well, it brings to mind also late brandings. You know, sometimes you've got some that have slipped through, or you've just haven't gotten to them yet and such
right.
that. And you got to be heading and heeling here.
Or a shoot.
Yeah. Right, which reminds me of the story that Rudy told us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll not use the fellow's name, but decided to castrate a few behind them in the chute.
In the chute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worked real good till he stuck his old timer in one of those young bulls that had been eating fresh green grass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A boom.
Don't stand behind a bull getting castrated either. Yeah.
I guess I was not there. Rudy says it was quite the deal.
Yeah, it got behind his glasses even.
It's just slimed down in behind his glasses and hung off his mustache. And
he didn't keep his mouth shut either.
No, didn't have his mouth closed while he was doing that lake branding castration. Just remember. Put yourself in the right position. Right?
Well, it's like out at work. You take yourself out of the line of fire. You know, if you're pulling a plug or opening a valve.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Don't be standing right there.
Well, that's like us as farriers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We need to end the show.
Oh, goody.
Dave Stamey's riding along with us. This is the Vaquero Song.
My name is Juan Medina, of a cattle once was I. Now I live in the air above the pepper trees. And where are all the cattle that belong to Captain Dana? They are blown away like ashes in the California breeze. And once I rode the foothills and I swung the long riata. I worked the hide and tallow trade in a land I loved. I rode in wooden stirrups, and the dust raised by my ponies was smoke from my altar offered up to God above. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. And mingle with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. In the canyon and Blanca, and the willows by the creek bank. I chased the wild cattle through the live oak trees, across Valley Ridge and Mesa, and the hills baked oh so yellow. My ponies sleek and dancing were all a man would need. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. And mingled with each grain of sand in the land, it is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. In the fog of early morning, or the misty haze of twilight, beyond the sagging ruin of these adobe walls, you may see me in the dust that shimmers in the half-light, or hear me in the whisper of the grass so green and tall. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. Oh, mingle with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. My name is Juan Medina, a vaquero once was I. Now I live in the air above the pepper trees.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
So, how long have we been doing same song, second verse?
Second verse. This is we're in our 21st year.
That's right.
Of our second verse.
Yeah.
That's one long second
and
verse.
And who'd have guessed it?
That it would even last this long.
Yeah.
Let alone get 1,074 shows.
Nah. In this world, other than Wyoming, United States, Pinedale, Sublette County, can you do this?
Yeah, get two stupid cowboys that could do this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of stupid cowboys out there that could do this.
Well, that's why we are able to go for so long.
But we did.
We that's have. Right. Yeah.
I was thinking about some of the variations of cowboy races.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The suitcase race, the Dolly Parton race, the rawhide race.
Uh-huh.
I've even seen lately calving sled races.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, they've pulled out the calving sled and just do calving sled races.
Well, I haven't got to see the scoop shovel race. A long time.
I forgot that one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Indian relay races.
Those are exciting.
Those are outstanding. Yeah. Those boys are horsemen.
They're athletes.
They are athletes, you bet. Pony Express races. The double rider races where you run down the
rescue race.
That's what it was called.
Rescue race.
I couldn't remember the name. To save my life, the rescue race.
The Indians are coming over
and
the hill.
And now they're doing the rescue race with somebody standing on a barrel at the other end of the arena, and the horse usually won't go anywhere near it. It's like,
no,
you want me to what? I saw one with somebody hanging from the end of a backhoe. Yep, that's a rescue race, and then they get underneath them and they drop, and then they go.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, horses don't like that one.
Not much.
No,
yeah.
don't care
especially
for that
if it's
one at
running.
All. Yep, you got it. Hey, folks, we want to stay tuned for next week, though. Yeah, well, once again, verse number two of This, That, and the Other.
This, That, and Another.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I will.
Folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Stay out of line of fire.
Yeah.